Hi, welcome to Digiday's Deep Dive. I'm Lucia Moses, the executive editor at Digiday, and I am joined here by Sahil Patel, our senior reporter covering video. Hi, Sahil.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going great. Friday.
It's great. So you had an interesting story this week. You did a pretty deep dive into BuzzFeed's video ambitions. Why don't you just give us the gist of it?
So, this has not been obviously relatively new. BuzzFeed has for a few years now been talking about how beyond sort of digital advertising and digital publishing, they want to get into entertainment, making TV shows, making movies, doing long form video. And so very recently, you've actually finally started to see things pick up for them. They announced a show with Netflix, a documentary series. They're doing a documentary feature film for Hulu. They're actively pitching a late night show, a nightly news show for cable TV. They have a show coming out in the fall on Oxygen. So after speaking about it for a while, you're actually beginning to see a lot of these deals finally happen.
Right, but isn't this different from the kind of video we've come to know from BuzzFeed in the earlier days? I think of the short Facebook newsfeed video that just flies by and is very, very entertaining, like a lot of its original content.
Yeah, it's completely different, right? It's no watermelons being exploded and no hands and pans recipe videos on Facebook. It's traditional stuff. It's documentary programming. I think the Netflix show is not necessarily a half hour, but it's going to be made in the style of a television show. Obviously, the Hulu film will be what you would expect out of a documentary film. So it is definitely them going more towards traditional content formats as well.
So this is so curious to me because hasn't the narrative around BuzzFeed News been that, it doesn't make any money for BuzzFeed. It's just a vanity play. Maybe they'll even, there've been rumors that they would disband it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, the narrative has always been, it's a prestige play that Jonah Peretti really likes. They've done some great stories in terms of hard news and some great scoops over the years, but it's not making money in the way that the entertainment content did, whether we're talking about stuff on site or even the programming that they made for YouTube and other distributed platforms. That's very lifestyle, entertainment, unscripted reality kind of stuff. So it is interesting, though, that in terms of the first of the high-profile deals, having a show on Netflix is a big deal for a lot of people. Having something with Hulu is a big deal. And if they can get more television shows and more streaming shows down the road, that certainly brings up the stature of the company. But it is interesting that those are coming through BuzzFeed News, right? All of them have in many ways, have ties to the BuzzFeed News reporting and the journalists there and the kind of work that they do there. So it is interesting in that even though the narrative has been this is a prestige play, but it doesn't make the money the way that the entertainment and the lifestyle stuff does. The big high profile things are coming from the news side.
Do we know, though, how much money this is really making for BuzzFeed? The another big narrative with publishers and video is that, they get these very prestigious deals with Netflix and Amazon and Hulu, and they can put out a great press release, but it doesn't really add anything to the bottom line.
Right. I think it's an interesting time right now when it comes to that element of if you want to call it like the entertainment industry, the big trend right now, and of course things vary based on the deal, based on who the partners are, but the big trend right now is when Netflix buys a show, and if it's a Netflix original show, they want to own it. They want to have total ownership over the program. If Hulu does that, I believe that's similarly the case. A lot of the networks themselves, the traditional linear networks, want that as well. So what you end up doing is you end up making money pretty much largely off of the producer fee, the production fee, and the margin that you get off of just making the content. Netflix will totally fund it. You get that margin, and that's the money that you make. Obviously, it will depend on how big the show is and what kind of budget it is, but that limits sort of the ability to make a ton of money over multiple years, right? You're only just making money for as long as Netflix is paying you to make this show. But at the same time, it's money now. It's guaranteed money now, something that you can model out. And if you can get enough projects going forward with multiple different networks and distribution partners, you can start to build up a sizable base there. It's not going to be hundreds of millions of dollars from the get-go, but it is a good place to start. And of course, there's the other element of it, which is simply saying that you have a show on Netflix, saying that you have a show on a film on Hulu, that carries, I guess, what would we call it, business marketing weight. You can, by saying that, that opens up more doors. You can actually negotiate better terms. I've heard from other publishers that that have sold shows to Netflix, saying that because they did that, when they're negotiating, say, with Facebook for a watch show, they can go in with a much more a harder line on negotiations because they have the prestige of having sort of more real high profile programming at other places.
Right. Right. So it's a negotiating, it becomes like a negotiating tool.
Mm-hmm.
It also, the fact that these are news programs, does that mean there's less possibility for them to, you know, it's not evergreen content, and does that limit its viability?
Well, it's actually funny. It's really funny. Netflix really hates it if you call it news. It's to them, it's documentary. It's nonfiction. And to a certain extent, it is going to be a little bit more evergreen, right? For example, the BuzzFeed news show on Netflix is about them following BuzzFeed reporters, BuzzFeed journalists, as they are reporting on interesting offbeat stories. That can have much more of an evergreen feel to it than something that is more hard news oriented. It could be relevant. You know, if they were doing a story, I don't know, on, let's say, cults, that could be still interesting a year from now. So I think there is that push towards having it have a longer shelf life in terms of relevancy. I know, similar to BuzzFeed, Vox has a show on Netflix now. It's called Explained. That's very much, you know, explanatory journalism, but it's not tied into today's specific news. It is about more broader evergreen topics. So I think...
that's true. Those could, you know, you can watch those over and over again.
Right.
Over time. Do you think Netflix would be interested in like watching Digiday reporters on the job?
I think they should. I think very entertaining.
How fun would that be?
Our pod, our media pod at Digiday is probably the most entertaining place in the office.
Oh yeah. So let's segue to video more broadly and what's happening on the platforms. The news is out that it looks like next week we might see an announcement about Facebook Watch rolling out its news shows.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, this is sort of a months long initiative. As we know, Campbell Brown is leading it as part of sort of the Watch initiative at Facebook. It's interesting, when they first launched the product and they were signing the original deals, they kind of actively stayed away from news. They were looking for lifestyle, entertainment stuff, working not just with publishers such as, you know, Group 9 to Refinery to all the big digital publishers that we know, but also working with more traditional TV production studios to make stuff that is more breezy, for lack of a better term. But with sort of the all the clouds around Facebook and news and sort of their inability to support it, both from a business perspective and both from an audience perspective, they have set aside, it was reported out, $90 million to fund news programming, with the understanding, I believe, that is going to be around for a year. And then they obviously will reassess, as Facebook always does. And the way they're kind of going about it is they're going after both traditional news outlets, you know, the CNNs, the Fox Newses of the world. They're talking to all the digital and print publishers that you could think of when it comes to making news programming. But they are setting aside money for it and looking to pay news outlets to make programming.
So Facebook Watch, up until now, the consensus is it's not been particularly successful, right? Facebook has tried to get people to, you know, to click over to that video tab and watch this more TV-like video, and it's trying to use this as a platform to get TV ad dollars, but it hasn't really taken off.
No one's actively going.
So this is sort of like round two,
right? Yeah. It's round two, and it's also an expansion, right? Because they're like, okay, now we're going to pivot back and actually embrace news publishers, and maybe if we work with more trusted and known outlets to create programming, the whole the stuff around fake news and sort of all of that might be diminished because these are trusted outlets. We'll see how it goes. I think it's multiple rounds in right now. If we kind of look at the history of Watch, which is going to be a year old in August, they went from buying just a bulk of like really short format, 3 to 5 minute episode kind of shows, towards pushing publishers to make longer shows, and then also wanting more interactive kind of programming and programming that drives community conversation. So Facebook's gone through a multiple levels of pivots, so multiple pivots to be like, this is what we're interested in. This is the kind of programming that might actually drive consumption and repeat consumption on the platform. So the news is now just sort of the newest entrant into all of that. But it is true that no one is really going to watch shows.
And Facebook, I mean, people don't really go to Facebook to watch or to read news either.
And that's the fundamental problem, right?
Yeah, like, I wonder why Facebook thinks that it can get people to come to watch by giving them news programs when news isn't really the primary reason to go to Facebook. I mean, for that matter, watching any series isn't mm-hmm. really the reason people go to Facebook. So how do you sum up like publishers, approach to how Facebook is pitching news, compared to how excited they were when they were, they had the possibility of getting a show on right. Facebook in the past.
I would say the excitement level has certainly dropped. We're going to see publishers, whether they're broadcasters, whether they're digital or legacy news publishers, do shows with Facebook. We're going to see it because at the very minimum, Facebook will pay. From the story that I did a couple of weeks ago, they're looking for both daily and weekly programs. If it's a weekly program, the general understanding that Facebook has proposed in terms of budgets is like $1 million to $2 million, a little bit more, for an annual fee to make weekly shows. If it's daily, obviously requires more resources. It could go up to $10 million and for a show. But there are going to be publishers that look at that and be like, okay, let's say I'm a broadcaster. I already have the resources and the studio space and the staff to do some more programming. Let's take the money. It's some incremental revenue. That's great. There'll be digital publishers that take it because, hey, it's money. It's guaranteed money. Facebook will still own the show, but it's guaranteed revenue. Let's make it and we'll do it. But over all of that, in speaking with a ton of news outlets over the past few weeks, there is that sort of heightened skepticism, right? Things have not worked out in the past and Facebook has pivoted away. They paid for live and on-demand videos and then a year later they're like, no, we're not going to pay those licensing fees anymore. There is that like expectation like, yes, this is the newest shiny thing for Facebook right now, but why should I, and this was actually said to me by someone from a very prominent news outlet, like, why should I waste my time, even if they're paying me money, dedicating resources and time and energy to something that might not even be around a year from now? And so there is sort of the hesitancy. That doesn't mean people won't take the deals. There's going to be plenty of people that do because money's money. But I think there's also a lot more people who are like, you know what? It's not worth it. We're better off investing time in places that have a longer term value for us.
Right. So there's a lot more skepticism this time around. All right. Well, it's going to be an interesting week ahead and we will be watching. Thanks so much, Sahil.
Thank you.
And thank you all for listening to DigiDay's Deep Dive.